Okay, this is the this is our pilot podcast.
So first thing is a name.
The first thing is a name.
And something is born, you give it a name.
Okay.
So we're
but it's just
right
born.
Now.
It's just born.
So listen, let's let the public be part of our creating a name, and maybe through the way that we negotiate a name, they will learn something about negotiation.
I like that.
A key to sales.
A key to sales. You already want to get into the negotiation part.
Well, we're forced to negotiate because we're two human beings coming from two different parts of the world, and we each have to decide now on a name together.
By the way, I think you touched upon something very important. You always have to remember that you're two human beings, two different backgrounds. You don't know the other person. You don't. They don't know you. It's a very difficult thing to connect to someone.
Exactly. A lot of people go into sales with a predetermined track, as it's been sold, you know. And there's fast tracks and slow tracks, but a lot of people think in terms of a track. And then a lot of people also think that they can dominate the conversation just by the spirit of their voice or the spirit of their soul.
I think you're telling us a little something about yourself now, because you're dominating. For people who don't know my partner over here, you're a very dominating person.
Yes, but
you like to dominate a room. You like to dominate a conversation.
You do want to dominate the conversation in sales. I am a dominating person, but on the other hand, I've learned with the 63 years of my life to bend backwards, in other words, to change myself. It's all about
you. You're 63 years old?
I will be in Pesach.
You don't look a day over 70.
Yeah, the book cover always lies. So we have to come to the point of the name.
A name. I think, look, your Hebrew name is Reuven. My Hebrew name is Reuven. We should just go with Reuven and Reuven.
I think that the Christian world won't know who they're talking about.
I think, you know, this is an open-minded podcast.
It's right.
And people have to be willing to accept that, you know, we don't have Anglo names. You know, we are not Anglo.
I'd rather not get into that arena with our listeners. I'd rather give them something that is according to the marketing tools that I've grown up with.
You see, but I don't believe in that. I believe you have to
catching.
Be authentic. You're not being authentic.
I'm going to be
you're
very
being
authentic.
Fake. You're being fake. Your name is Reuven.
I'm not here for confession. My name is Reuven, and I'm not here for confession,
okay,
not being fake. I want to come up with a marketing catchy name. I want to suggest on the table right now, based on the idea of Reuven, Ruby Tuesday.
Ruby Tuesday.
Is the name of our program.
Fine.
It has a good, you know, like, first of all, rubies are expensive. Ruby Tuesday are the Beatles. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
Okay, is that the Beatles or the Stones? That's the Stones, my friend.
It was?
Yes. But it's okay. I'm a Stones person anyway.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Did the Beatles ever take it upon
Are you sure you're 63 and not 83?
I just go according to the birth certificate.
You
that anything could be, that birth certificate by Obama. Nobody knows to this day exactly if it was forged or not.
All right. So let's not get into politics.
I trust my mother and father with good people. My mother is still a good person. My father is a
all right. So, Ruby, why don't you tell us, why are we doing this podcast?
Well, I'll tell you, right now I just have two takeoff points that motivate me. One is that I'm going back into a sales position now, and I feel like it's good to sharpen my tools after 3 months of not being a salesman in a professional way. And the second thing is that I'm looking for fun.
Okay.
It might be mishashea, as they say, entertaining.
Yes. So you consider sales fun?
Well, this program is might be fun and it might not be. Do I consider sales fun? The challenge of a sale is entertaining.
Yes. I think it has to be entertaining if you want to succeed.
Yes. I think that a person has to go into life with a smile on his face. I think that a person, when he wakes up, should take into account what our rabbis decided for us would be the best way to start the day. Moda ani, thank you, the Lord. So we start off on a very positive note, recognition of our humility and also recognition of the great gifts bestowed upon us.
Okay, so now we said two things. We said one, a good salesperson finds an entertainer. That's number one.
Finds an entertainer?
Entertaining.
Yes.
It's entertaining.
Yes.
Number two, a good salesperson has to be positive.
Yes, and all
you
this
have
is,
to be positive.
It's conveyed over the conversation and the relationship.
Yes. Have you ever bought anything from somebody who's got a negative personality.
Yes, out of what they call sympathy, rahmanut, you know, a lot of times.
Yeah.
you know, I'm a little different than most people.
Okay.
I'm a big believer in mystic things, you know, like I'm always reading signs from above. So if I think that the good Lord is sending me a sign to do something, I'm willing to go out on a limb, you know. Just recently I was in Tel Aviv having a coffee. And a Russian guy that hardly spoke Hebrew came by with an organ, and he just didn't leave me alone, you know, and he went down from the prices, $250, $200, like an Arab.
Yes, he was so persistent.
Yeah, so I just bought it for him,
yes.
And all, from him, and yes. Also invited him for coffee.
His... you invited him for coffee?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of coffee did you invite him for?
I don't remember. Espresso.
Espresso, okay.
Whatever he wanted.
So look, you know...
In other words, you buy from Rahmanut.
So look, you didn't buy from Rahmanut. You bought it from persistence.
Oh, that was the...
He didn't give up.
The stimulus, yeah.
Yes, he didn't give up. He was persistent.
Yes. That's a very important part of sales.
Look, I think that sales, you know, is a big word with a lot of different moving parts. And I think it's a good idea to identify each part, break down each part, and really work on yourself on each part and to figure out, okay, which part am I excelling at? Which part am I not excelling at? And with that... You could sell smarter, okay? Selling smarter means, being smarter doesn't mean working harder. It means working smarter. It means identifying things that aren't working for you and fixing them. To do that, we have to be mature. We have to say, look, I am failing at being positive. I am failing at being persistent. And you have to figure out why you're failing at being those things and then work on it. So, you know, in my mind, this podcast is really, it's going to be about analyzing different parts of the sale. It's about breaking down parts of the sale. It's about looking at the world and different things in the world that are going on around us that we could identify as sales techniques, whether it's in politics or in movies or in our daily life. And just incorporating it into our technique so we could sell smarter and sell better.
Bobby, you summed that up so well. exactly why a program like this can be beneficial.
I think so.
And the approach of breaking things down is great. And when we break things down, we're actually analyzing. And when we take analytical knowledge and turn it into a personal change, we are on the path of holiness,
yes.
And happiness. Because it's wholesomeness. You know, wholesomeness means that all the parts fit together towards the essential goal.
Have you smoked anything this morning? Because you're talking in... what? What did I say?
Nothing. Of course not.
Okay, good. Because the way you're speaking, it sounds like you're on something herbal.
No, I don't know why that sounds that way to you. I have no idea. The most herbal thing that I had today was some herbal tea.
Okay.
To help with constipation. I don't know. What are you talking about, Bobby? By the way, since we're recording all this
Why are you calling me Bobby, by the way?
Because it's part of your
Is
name.
That my nickname
It's
now?
A pseudonym.
Is that my
you
nickname
have many.
Now?
You now you're also Ruby.
Okay.
You have Reuven. You
okay.
Have Bobby. And some other things might come up, like... You know, the fact that you come from the Rothschild line.
Right, of course.
Mr. Bauer.
Right, Mr. Bauer.
you know, of course, you know, that good fate that,
yes.
You know, you don't have to really sell anything because, you know.
I have trillions. Yes. I control the wealth of the world.
One of them.
Yes.
Yeah, one of those people, I guess. Anyway, you know, I'm really just a simple man coming out of, I always think of myself as a street cat.
Okay.
You know, this is another important thing about sales.
Is that a good way to think about yourself?
It's the way
a street cat? Like, do you really want to see yourself as the cat that's hanging out in the garbage can?
Not exactly that side of the street
cat. That's the kind
of
cat that I'm thinking about. And when I look at you and you tell me you're a street cat, I'm thinking, Do bullshit. I want to hang around with a cat who's in the garbage?
Well, I'll tell you why I'm a street cat. It has to do with my background, and many things have to do with background. Before we get into why I am particularly a street cat, in my own eyes, I will say something general. And that is that we bring into our sales position a lot of, how do you call it again? I'm forgetting my English, you know, Bobby. I don't speak so much English. But our, how do they call them in...
What language do you speak?
Hebrew,
What do you call it in Hebrew?
Deot kodmot.
Oh, okay. Background. You baggage.
Baggage, but those baggage has formed opinions about things.
Oh, formed opinions.
And therefore, you know, we've created a certain type of personality.
Okay.
So that, you know, if you think about the persistence and the positiveness, we also have to take into consideration the other P, which is the personal side.
You're saying you've created a box for yourself.
No, I didn't say that yet.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Bobby, don't interrupt.
I want to understand your train of thought.
Okay, I'm going to make it clear. Okay. The trend of thought is that a person who even has all the tools of sales has to remember that one of the amazing parts is the inherent integral personality that he himself is, and that he has to be able to conform himself to who he really is. He must sound natural.
I agree. Authenticity.
Authenticity,
is the key.
That's the word.
Authenticity.
Authenticity.
You need to be authentic. Yes. If you're a jerk, don't pretend to be a nice guy.
I knew we'd get to a good point.
Look, if you're a jerk, look, there are many different people out there.
Hold on a second.
Let me say something. Okay? I'm going to tell you something. There are people who everybody you meet has a different personality. Okay?
Exactly.
And it's wonderful. The people that really tick me off, that just set me off in the wrong way, are the people who have a certain personality, but they're pretending to be a different personality. Let's take a jerk for example. Everybody knows jerks in their lives. But you have different types of jerks. You have jerks who don't apologize for being a jerk, right? But then you have jerks who are pretending to be, tzaddikim. They're pretending to be these righteous people. Those are the people that piss me off. It's not the jerk that's the jerk. If you're a jerk, be a jerk and own up to it. Listen, I'm a jerk. That's it. That's how I talk. That's how I am. Take it or leave it. I'm a straight shooter. Done. If you're a nice guy, be a nice guy. You don't need to be a bully. You be a nice guy. Be authentic. People want to meet real people. They want to know who they're talking to, and they want to be able to. And this really leads to the word. And I finally came up with the word, and it's so simple that I'm leading to it. It's all about trust, because when you meet a person and you can tell they're being authentic, there's more of a trust.
Exactly.
When you know they're not being authentic, you can't trust that person because you don't know who they are. You don't know where they're
coming from. I love it, Bobby. I love it. You know, and authenticity removes ambiguity. That's what you're saying.
Yes. Oh, that's good.
Yes.
You know, it's good that you have such a command over the English language.
I'm losing it. I sometimes
you're losing it, but even your loss is so strong that it's more powerful.
I had it very strong.
Your Jedi powers are much stronger than mine.
Thank you.
Even
thank
though
you.
They're in their waning
thank you,
moments.
Thank you. I like hearing compliments. You know, it's funny because I worked for 2 years in the English sales at GSI, like you.
No, we're not talking about that on the...
But in any case, my English became very good because I was doing copywriting and script writing.
You were not doing copywriting. You were pretending to do copywriting.
Okay, it worked fantastically. I built up this Looking Glass newsletter, which was receiving good responses. But in any case, I was very deep in English and I was having trouble with the Hebrew when I would come home. But now for 3 months in my family's stronghold, I've only been speaking Hebrew.
Baruch Hashem.
So now that we're going back to work, it's going to be back to English. But it is kind of confusing because I'm an old man, relatively speaking. The brain is older than I am. But in any case, I forget things. I just forget things. I forget my keys. I forget my wallet, I forget my phone, I forget where I'm supposed to be, and I forget words.
Okay.
So it takes time to...
By the way, that's part of being authentic.
Yes.
You forget things.
Yes.
You're allowed to forget things.
Yeah, exactly.
You're allowed to be a human being.
Exactly.
That is being authentic.
You know.
Let us start off by connecting sales to the way we behave in this world. Okay? Be authentic. That's it. You're allowed to forget things. You're allowed to screw up. Own up to it. I screwed up. I'm sorry. I forgot. My fault. Just be authentic. I forget things sometimes. That's okay. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's a robot yet. Okay? Not yet. They want to make us into robots with the cyborg nonsense. Okay? But we're allowed to be human beings.
Yes. Okay, so since we've got this far, we're really at our initial launch. We have the name, so let me just give an introduction.
So our name is really Ruby Tuesdays?
Let me tell you exactly how it goes. This
really
is...
That means we have to do our podcast on Tuesdays?
We'll have a logo.
Hold
too.
On a second.
No.
Hold on a second.
Oh, we'll do it on Tuesdays.
Hold on a second. Let's say we decide to do the podcast on Thursday. Do we still call it Ruby Tuesdays?
Yes, because it started on a Tuesday.
Are we going to see copyright infringements because we're calling it Ruby Tuesdays?
No,
is this a restaurant
absolutely
Ruby
not.
Tuesday?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
You sure?
I'm nothing. since it's still in the formative stage,
yeah.
We can play with it, and if we have to change it later, we'll change the way we spell Ruby Tuesday.
Okay. Have we given our audience anything that they could take home right now? Have we given them any pieces
of information?
I
think we've entertained them a little bit.
Okay.
And I think that we did talk about the three P's.
Okay.
Positiveness.
Positivity.
Persistence. And personality. So we did talk about.
I like that.
A lot.
Did you just think about that?
Yeah, it's the three P's.
You're a quick thinker.
Yes, and I want to tell you something else.
You see, this is why I'm lucky to have a podcast partner.
Yes,
you
listen
know,
to this.
I didn't even think about that.
You're going to feel even luckier. Just listen to this. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now launching off our first program, Ruby Tuesday. SGPC.
SGPC. Now
yes.
We're making it more complicated.
No, it's very simple. By making a little effort, they'll remember it better.
Okay.
Ruby Tuesday SGPC.
Yes.
And of course, people will be wondering what does it stand
more
for.
Consonants?
No, but we want
a
you
vowel,
to know.
Maybe can I buy a vowel?
One second. Let me just tell you what the SGPC is, and then you'll say, sales growth.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Sales Growth Podcast.
Okay. Sales Growth Podcast, Ruby Tuesday. It's Ruby Tuesday SGPC.
I don't like Sales Growth. I like Sell Smarter. What about Sell Smarter?
Then it would be SS. Reminds me of the Germans.
SM.
Oh,
Sales. Not SS.
Oh, okay.
SM.
SM?
SM. SNM.
SM what?
Sell Smarter.
SMPC. SMPC. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to make that concession.
Yeah.
SMPC.
Yeah, Sell Smarter.
Sell Smarter. But SM is not Sell Smarter.
You're right. I'm an idiot.
No, I understand you're going on the smart part.
Right. I was just thinking M.
Ivan. Listen, SM also reminds a little bit of sadomasochist.
Right.
And also there's many groups.
Why can't we just do S2PC?
Sales. What did you have against SG? Sales growth. What we want to do here is teach people to have greater sales.
Is that really what we want people to do?
I think we do.
What do we want?
I want to get myself, you know, back into shape so that I can be the best salesman in the world that I can be, and I'm happy to share those skills.
But again, you're thinking about yourself. This is for other people. We
yes,
want to
it
give.
Is. It is. We want to give. Okay, I'm not coming from that place right now, to be honest.
You have to come from that place. You have to give.
I do want to give.
You want to get, give.
I do want to give, and I do want to get. Right now, like I said in the beginning, it's for the entertainment and for sharpening my own skills.
Okay.
Those values may change.
Ruben, listen, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
I told you this before. You're very selfish. You have to stop being selfish. It's also part of being a salesperson.
I think that someone will do a review on my life. Someone will do it.
Stop being selfish.
It's not nice.
No,
it's not nice what you're saying, Bobby.
Excuse me. This is where everything's out in the open. That's it.
You told me to be authentic.
Yeah.
I'm authentically selfish right now.
Yes.
You call it selfish, but it's not the ultimate selfishness. Listen.
Why not? How are you going to be a good salesperson if you're selfish?
Mm.
If the guy thinks that you're just out for yourself, how's he supposed to trust you?
Well, I just want to say one...
Wait.
I'm going to answer your question.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
Don't do the Jewish thing and skirt around the question.
No, I'm going to go right to the question.
Hold on a second. Do you agree it's a good question?
Yes.
Okay. So we're agreeing it's a good question.
It's a very good question.
Do you agree with the assessment that you're selfish?
Now may I answer?
It's a yes or no question.
No, that's not a yes or no question.
It's not a yes or no question?
No. Selfishness is not a term which can be subjected to yes or no.
Why not?
Because it's a relative term. Nobody is totally selfish. And nobody is totally selfless. So let me explain.
That's true.
Let me explain something to you. When you ask somebody why you're doing something, he's going to give you the top reasons. Right now, it's not for the other person. We might get there.
I don't know if that's true, though. Because I'll tell you why. A lot of times, you'll do something for someone, but the motive behind it could be selfish. Now, wait, hold on a second. Now, I'm not...
Are you trying to convince me? Are you trying to sell me not to be selfish? Listen, I mean, this is like...
Am I trying to sell you not to be selfish?
Yes, it sounds like selling fish.
Yeah.
Listen,
let me sell you. Hold on a second.
It sounds like you want to sell
Hold
me
Hold on
fish.
A second. Let me Listen. Sell you right now. Hold on a second.
Okay, go
this
ahead.
This is what I'm saying.
Sell me, man.
This is what I'm saying. You think a person isn't totally selfish and isn't totally selfless. Selfless. What I'm saying is that a lot of times... Part of the authenticity is to know yourself and to be honest with yourself. Why am I doing X? Why am I doing Y? Why am I being nice to this girl? Why am I being nice to my mother? Why am I being nice to my brother, my friend? And you'll find that most of the times, there's a hidden thing behind it. There's a hidden motive that's hiding from you, that's causing you to think, oh, I want to help this person, but no, what I really want is something in return. So really, we could say that you know, I'm not going to say 100%, but I would say, you know, in the very high 90s, a lot of things are selfishly done. Why am I selling a product? Is it really for the other person's benefit, or do I want to get a commission? Let's be honest.
Let's be honest, Bobby.
Let's be honest.
It's always just about your own commission.
Let's be honest, because I want a commission.
Exactly.
Okay. So now that we determine that you are selfish and I am selfish, we are selfish people, now we have to face that darkness and say, how am I going to sell where it's not from a selfish place? You understand? How am I going to give the people that are listening to us schmooze right now and us go back and forth something that they could take home where it's not for our benefit, where it's for their benefit?
The two things have no contradiction.
Hold on a second. Did I sell you?
No.
Okay.
You showed me that you're mixed up.
Oh.
The two things have nothing to do with each other.
Okay.
Bobby.
Okay.
The person who's...
I'm going to start calling you Bobby.
The person who's listening to this podcast...
Yes.
He can definitely benefit from it, whether I'm selfish or not.
Okay.
Okay? We're going to give good content... The quality of my content is not going to be determined by my selfishness. I'm just saying.
So you're saying.
I'm saying that, listen.
Fine.
Right,
you're saying
this,
they're not mutually exclusive.
I'm not starting
saying,
this.
Just because you're being selfish, it doesn't mean that they can't benefit.
No, what is the reason why?
Fine.
Wait. What is the reason why the salesman is basically selfish for his commission? Because that is his intention when he starts out on the derech. In other words, the guy doesn't want to sell anything if it's not going to be... supporting him.
Correct.
Okay. So in other words, he's coming with the goal in mind. So it would be foolish and crude and ludicrous for him to deny it.
Okay.
So therefore, when you ask me, right now at this point, I'd like, you know, to become famous and rich and people would
You
want to
be
me.
Famous?
And rich.
Hold on a second. You want to be famous?
If we're doing the podcast already, let it be the best podcast in the country. You see, this is the way I always think.
That's good.
You know, I saw it for the... You know, my daughter says to me, what's your attitude about this new job?
Yes.
I told her, I'm going to conquer Rome.
Yes.
I'm going to rip through the heavens.
Yes.
Grab onto the higher heavens.
Yes.
I feel like a lion, a hungry lion.
Great.
You know, so... Okay, so, you know, why? Because back in my mind, I know that I'm preparing myself because the challenge is great and I need the gas. In other words, I'm gassing myself up. I'm stimulating myself. I've taught myself as a salesman that I've got to come in like a lion.
Yes, that's it.
It's acting. It's a game. It's that's not Torah. It's not Kedusha.
That's it. That's it.
It's
Rabbi,
not Torah.
Rabbi Yosef Karo says you have to wake up like a lion.
Wake up like a lion to serve Hashem.
You have to attack the world like a lion.
To serve Hashem, he said.
That's it. Like a lion. You have to be ferocious.
Yes, but only when you want to serve Hashem in that way. You don't want to subjugate people in that sense.
Of course you do.
But in any case, we are salespeople. We need to be positive. We need to be persistent. And we need to be personal.
Of course.
So, you know, we're starting off with PPP, and we have to have a clean diaper.
Okay, great. I think we're off to a good start.
You were fantastic. I love you, Bobby. Ruby Tuesday, SG.